Now, on behalf of the Bible School Committee and its sponsors, I wish to welcome each and every one to the Kentucky Bible School. We sincerely hope that your stay here will be pleasant as well as profitable. We have many with us who have never visited us here at Northwood, and it will probably take you a while to become oriented to the surroundings, but I'm sure once you do, you will find everything most comfortable. We've had a very good working relationship with the management of the school, and they have tried in every way to make our stays here at Northwood very pleasant and profitable as far as physical comforts are concerned. We would like to thank the ones who will be instructing us this week for their efforts for coming and being with us and helping us in the way that we perhaps feel a great need. At least I can speak for myself. We have quite a number of states represented tonight. I probably don't have all of them listed here. Brother Raymer is our registrar. As our more or less custom on this night is to having the various representatives of the state kind of stand up and see how many that we have from each state. Of course, I don't think there's any doubt as to who the winner might be, but nevertheless, those that are not so numerous might like to be counted too. If I leave out any in my roll call, why speak up and we'll see if we don't want to leave out anybody, of course. Not only do we have quite a few states represented, we also have our neighbor to the north, Canada. We might start with our Canadian brethren. And sister, or don't see you over here. Very happy to have y'all with us. Now let's start up east, New Jersey. Anybody from New Jersey? Did I count right, 10? 10 from New Jersey. That's good. Now, pardon? 12. Oh, this too. Let's see. On down the coast, Virginia. Am I correct in saying 60 plus? Right close. Now, on down the coast, Florida. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm at about 8. Did I miss any? Okay. Arkansas. 3, 4. Eight? Or maybe I better not count because I might leave out somebody. I don't want to offend anyone. Now, further to the west, Oklahoma. now to the Southwest, Texas. We've got Indiana, close to home. Well, who have I left out? Massachusetts. Bravo. Missouri? Yeah, we've got Missouri. Now, anyone? Illinois? Any other visiting states we haven't mentioned? Pardon? Washington. We have Washington? Well, how about the home state, Kentucky? Have we left out anyone? Name any state that we've left out, you know of? I think we've made them all. Well, good. This is, of course, our 17th school since we have taken the school on the road. And I wonder if there's anyone here that has attended all 17 schools. I think we do have some that have. Let's see the hands of those. Let's stand up. One, two, three. Sorry, we had four. I might call to your attention, there is a, I'm a little turned around the set. I think it's on across the atrium. A little snack bar over there, if you would like refreshments before retiring at night. They are there to serve us, and I think they will be open tonight. Am I right, Raymond? They'll be open tonight if any of you care for, you know, something before time. Well, I'm sure they'd be happy to serve us. And it's here in the atrium. It's much more convenient than it has been the past 2 years. So there won't be any problem there, negotiating steps or anything to get out there. So it is there for our convenience. So those who would like to take advantage of it, well, I'm sure the those that are running the place would be happy for your patronage. There are also lounges located on the various floors. Perhaps you might want some quietude to do your daily reading or whatever it might be, or one or two would like to get together for discussion. And there's one on the first floor in room 149. It's over by the, what do we call this, the exit over here? The back exit. Just down a door or two there from the elevator, the service elevator.
Oh, marquee.
The Marquee, yeah, it's over that area, and they have called this to our attention. There's one on the second floor, I forget now the room number, I think it's down in A section, and I think each section has one of these little lounges, so they're there for your comfort and convenience, so if you care to make use of them, why, feel free to do so. I believe Brother Frankie Kaiser has some information regarding the sports program. Brother Frank?
We're going to try this year to have some organized games before they begin Monday afternoon with volleyball, basketball, tennis, softball, and ping pong, and our people are going to maybe have some sort of competitive deal. Starting tonight, we see some papers up here, and you just come up and put your names on and also your ages, if you don't mind, so that we can make a halfway decent attempt at even the size up. They'll be up here until tomorrow afternoon after lunch, or maybe in the afternoon, so we can put them all on a chart. So the chart, once the team is drawn, the chart will be on display down here somewhere, so we can move a team on. And who you'll play, what particular sport. If you don't have time, I just want you to put you know, your name down there, and if you will, you'd like this year to get a lot more of the female attendance to participate, especially in softball and volleyball. And I guess one of the highlights of the week will be the annual event between the top toddlers and the young folks over the softball field. And as usual, pretty entertaining with folks like Carter King and Carol Thomas and Carter Stan and go ahead with the whole group of them. And we used to have a pretty good time, so maybe we can have some female participants also in softball and volleyball, like I said. We, I believe, have pretty close to about 50% increase this year than we did last year. That right? That's somewhere in that neighborhood of attendance at schools, so we also have a lot of people draw from. Tonight we're leaving, we'll put your name on the paper, but yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brother Frank. We are happy to announce that this is our largest school that we have had, close to 160, am I correct? In the neighborhood of 160, which is about 50 more, I think, than we had last year. So we are very happy to have such a nice group, particularly among the young people. I see quite a few of them in the audience, and we are very happy to have each and every one with us this year. We have some program schedules, and we would like to pass them out. And I don't know whether we'll have one for everyone. Do you think we will, David? One to a family, perhaps? Pardon? Well, there'll be almost enough to go around. So if someone would tell us. It's possible that if you would probably keep these handy in your room, and if you had any question as to the time for any certain part of the program, you can refer to it and be very helpful. And as soon as we get them passed out, I'd like to go over them with you and kind of City Inn on the I believe, first of all, our dating is a little off. 7th to the 14th would be more fitting, I believe. So, if you care to take your pen and make some changes as I go over. There's a change on breakfast. If you will make that 7 to 8 instead of 6:45, if you will change that, please. 7 to 8 for breakfast. That's each day. The school has made that request. Beginning in the morning at 8:30, we will have assembly here in the auditorium for the purpose of more or less forming the classes and the teachers becoming acquainted with their students and so forth. So if we will keep that in mind after breakfast, to be here in the assembly hall at 8:30. At 10 a.m. will be the morning exhortation or lecture, as it might be. 11 o'clock is the memorial service. And 12:15 is lunch. And the afternoon and evening program will be the same as on other days. So if we would follow them over to the daily schedule on the right column, we have 7 to 8 breakfast and 8 to 8:40 assembly for morning exhortation. And it will probably be a few minutes after 8 before we can, unless we are caught. And I would like to stress that we be as prompt as possible in getting to and from our classes, because particularly here in the morning in the auditorium, if we can remember that, because I know from experience how easy it is to, you know, kind of dawdle a little bit. So let's try to get started Monday morning being prompt. Then the first class period is 8:45 to 9:50, and we have a recess at 9:50 to 10. And 10 to 11 is the second class period, and then 11 to 11:10, another recess. 11:10 to 12:10 is the third class period. And then we have lunch from 12:15 to 1:15. Then 1:15 to 4:25, rest or recreation. That will take in the activities that Brother Frankie has planned. Then at 4:25 to 5:25, here in the auditorium, we usually have a question and answer session with the adult teachers. So we're hoping that this can be the same this year as it has been in the past. Then 5:30 to 6:30 is supper, or dinner, if you might want to call it that. 6:30 to 7:40, free time, and then 7:40 to 8:15 assembly. And we're hoping to have our program director, where is he? back there, have something lined up for us, and we will announce this as the week goes on as to what will be in store at that period. 8:15 to 9 is an evening lecture here in the auditorium. Then we have 9 to 9:15, the social hour, our visiting one another, as the case might be, our visiting the snack bar over here. And then 10:30, lights out. And again, we would like to ask that at least you be in your room and become quiet at this period. And it takes a little bit, a few minutes more to get into bed and get quieted down. But let's try to be in our rooms by this time. We don't want to be exacting. We would like cooperation, if possible, on these things. Now, we have a list of code of conduct and dress for the Kentucky Christendom and Bible School, and this is compiled from our own code, you might say, and also from the Northwood Institute, what they require of us. And every student is expected to be present at all class periods in assembly, except when specifically excused by teacher or managing committee member. And no one under the age of 18 is allowed to leave the grounds unless accompanied by a parent or by special permission of managing committee. In case of illness, contact a member of committee or teacher as a qualified nurse is on duty at all time. I assume that will be the case this year. Is that correct? Well, we'll check that out. We hope that is true. We extend to you a cordial welcome and ask you your cooperation in observing these necessary rules for the benefit of all. We are expected to conduct ourselves at all time in a manner reflecting our discipline in the truth. Parents and guardians are expected to maintain control of their children during unsupervised hours. Everyone using the school facilities, full or part-time, must register. Keep your rooms neat and tidy, because it does reflect upon us as a people. Do not fasten anything to the walls or move furniture from one room to another. Extra cots or baby beds may be used as necessary. And any curtains must remain at windows as installed. Window screens must be closed at all times. Please keep washrooms tidy. We are held financially responsible for any property damage, and rooms will be inspected by school authorities prior to our departure. Please be on time for all classes, assemblies, and at meals. Students are to attend all classes and assembly sessions. Do not cause disturbing noises before 6 a.m. or after 10:30 p.m. Please be in your rooms with lights out after 10:30. Sisters and young ladies are to wear dresses or skirts and blouses to class and assembly. Brethren and young men are to wear shirts and trousers to class and assembly. Informal wear, which includes Bermudas, and no short shorts, please, and sports attire to be worn only in free time. Bare feet, shower shoes, thongs, t-shirts, athletics, shorts are not proper dress for meal times. And the students will be asked to change such attire before being served. This is a rule of the school and we are asked to abide by it. It is understood all sisters will wear hats at the memorial service. If it is necessary to leave the grounds of the school other than to go to the gymnasium at specified times, please sign out in book at registration office, so you may be reached in case of emergency. The rooms facing the atriums have windows which may be opened. However, Northwood will not tolerate anyone who climbs beyond the protective bars. The ledges are constructed of soft plaster and will collapse under your weight. The atrium, the inner circle, is off limits after 10:30. This means you will use the halls for any necessary traveling within the building during these times. And I might mention in passing that the atrium here is one of the tourist attractions, and we have been asked to maintain discipline there at all times. In other words, not make it an arena for sports or various activities other than normal use and movement there. Everyone hear that? As the expression goes, don't carry your dirty linens out the windows on the atrium. The elevators are antiquated, and we are asked not to use them unless accompanied by an appointed operator. That is also by the school's request. Are there any questions now as to our rules and regulations? And is there any other announcements to come before the assembly this afternoon? I have covered all that I have on my agenda.